Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free talk live, everybody.
Not right now,
okay.
But I'll let you know if it comes up. I usually charge for that kind of thing, but, you know, that's okay.
Okay. I thought you might be stuck.
Sometimes I repeat myself. No, I don't usually do that. It is Free Talk Live. For those of you who are listening, you are in the right place. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Like freedom.
And we're actually live again now.
And we are live again.
2 weeks.
2 weeks since the pork
and
pork.
Have we been dead?
I don't know.
We've been time traveling, really.
Ooh.
We've been time traveling. Because
I've been somewhere.
I specifically remember sitting on a Thursday morning and you telling everybody around you that, okay, it's really Saturday now. We're in the or Friday, whatever. It was not Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're in the second hour of the, you know, next day's show. And it was hard to keep
track
of what actual
we were
day
doing
it was.
Our Saturday show on Thursday and Friday.
It was fun. It was fun. I really enjoyed doing the show from the Forkfest. So, with you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I had teased a little bit on this article that is coming out of Washington State from Cairo7.com. Coronavirus. Businesses will be required to refuse service to customers who don't wear face coverings. So before getting into any of the article, the first thing I think of is, okay, so the government wants businesses to be forced to police this thing for them.
Yes. They want the business owners to be their agents, unpaid agents.
This seems like a horrible thing. Like,
it sounds like fascism to me.
The businesses should not be policing laws because they're, you know, the politicians have these organizations that are supposed to be law enforcement.
Which was actually found in at least one case, I believe in Florida, when they passed the smoking ban. There was a bar that put up the required no smoking signs and
just
completely ignored it if you ignored the signs because they weren't their signs and they didn't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sued by the government, or the government took some adverse action against them.
Yeah.
And if I recall correctly, the Florida Supreme Court found that random private businesses could not be pressed into service as law enforcement.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't... That's a very vague recollection of a case that must have been 18 years ago, but would be an interesting thing. I'll have to look that up and see if I can find it.
Now, didn't they already do a mandatory mask requirement in Washington State? Didn't that already go into effect? Is this now a modification of
this
that?
This is a modification. This is from July 5th, so this is an update, or last updated July 5th, 2020. This was published, I believe, on the same day, so this is pretty fresh to my feed. During a Thursday news conference, Governor Jay Inslee announced a new face covering requirement in response to the increase of COVID-19 cases in Washington. Businesses statewide will not be able to serve customers who don't wear facial coverings. This is part of the, quote, mask up, open up, unquote, campaign.
Now, the interesting thing there is that there are people who, for medical reasons, can't wear a mask.
Right.
So the next step would be to find a whole bunch of those people and get them to sue all of these businesses under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Right.
Should be the unfortunate thing is that would end up harming the business and not the government. Okay, I need to find one more step there.
Governor Inslee says that we know that we need to mask up so that we can fully open up our economy, which is a load of crap. In the next couple of days, Inslee will be signing the proclamation, making it a requirement across the state. It will go into effect Tuesday. So tomorrow this goes into effect.
So once again, the media uses words that I don't think they understand. A proclamation, isn't that normally just the saying of a thing?
I proclaim. I proclaim you must refuse service to those who are unmasked.
Okay, well, what is this a law? No, it's not a law. It's a government governor's order, right?
It sounds that way, correct. In the next couple of days, Inslee will be signing the proclamation, making it a requirement across the state. It'll go into effect Tuesday. That is from
the news. I'm not saying that the police will understand what the differences
are. Exactly.
And that they will do anything besides treat this as though it's a law and actually go around and threaten and arrest people. But
you are absolutely correct in that any lay person reading this goes, oh, well, that sounds like a law.
Yeah, I mean, it's just basically to proclaim is to announce or declare in an official or formal manner. So,
right.
I mean, that's not the same thing as making a law. And, of course, that's this whole time is one of the arguments that I've been making, that even under the government system, which I don't agree with at all, I don't consent to, but even under the system, these aren't laws. They're just statements by a governor that are being taken seriously, that are being acted upon as though they are law.
Right.
And most business owners are not in the mindset of trying to fight this stuff, so they'll just go along to get along, and they will do what they're told.
And this is the part that bothers me, that nobody is standing up. Nobody is, you know, pitching a hissy fit.
Well, if
nobody
they are, they're not getting the coverage.
Well,
they're not
certainly
getting...
not, yeah. I mean, we haven't heard, you know, anything about it. I've seen no businesses that I'm aware of that are like, hey, wait a minute. You know, asking the questions that you're asking right now. Governor Inslee said starting Thursday, Yakima County businesses may not serve customers who are not wearing face masks. And last week, a statewide mandatory face covering order went into effect. So,
and it wasn't just
correct.
Washington State. It was other states that are doing that as well.
A little more information on a proclamation. This is from the proclamation, the legal definition of proclamation at legaldictionary.freedictionary.com. And it says the president's proclamation has not the force of law unless when authorized by Congress, as if Congress were to pass an act which should take effect upon the happening of a contingent event, which was to be declared by the president by proclamation to have happened. In this case, the proclamation would give the act the force of law, which till then it had wanted. So basically, Congress can pass a law and say, if the president proclaims this, then these things change in the law. Okay? But it's, and it, I'm assuming that's designed so that they can pass, for example, an emergency law before it's needed, because there won't be time to pass it when it's needed.
Well, and they have done that in all of the states. They have emergency orders provisions that do authorize the governor to make emergency orders.
That all
but then
like
the question becomes, what are the limits of those emergency
I don't know.
Orders?
It sounds like fascism with extra steps.
Well, I mean, it's tyranny with... an extra step you have to make the proclamation first.
Yeah, right. I proclaim nobody need wear a mask.
I don't want to wear a mask.
Well, not necessarily you, nobody. I mean, I mean, not anybody. No person need wear a mask. I proclaim it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it shall be carried out.
Are a captain.
Is that how it works? Have I now passed a law because I made a proclaim?
You're a captain. Why not?
I made proclaim.
I think it depends on whether the admiral is on board.
All right. I do have a friend we call the Admiral, and I hope he's doing well. It says here, just to finish up the article, Washington has seen an increase in COVID-19 cases. The latest statewide death toll, as reported by the Department of Health, had reached 1,359 deaths among 35,898 confirmed coronavirus cases as of 11:59 p.m. on Saturday. And then it gives you a breakdown of what the counties have and all that kind of thing. So
how many was that? 1,000-something deaths?
1,359.
359. Okay, got it.
And so my beef here is just that why can't people just make their own choices? If a business wants to mandate masks for themselves, they should be free to do so and then refuse service to customers who don't wear masks. If a business wants to serve anybody, they should be able to do so without any government oversight at all, period.
1,359 people in the state of Washington is 1.7% of 1%. 0.00017.
Those are rookie numbers.
Yeah. 855 450 free. More coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, Live. It is Monday night, and we are here to take your calls and your thoughts. You can give us a shout. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also find us over at discord.lrn.fm, where if you sign up, you can join in our on-air-only rooms and sound almost as if you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you tonight, it is myself.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you that the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. So just a final thought on this forcing of businesses to sort of police those, you know, or refuse service to those who don't want to be masked. It's just a horrible idea. And
well, what happens if I don't? What if I'm a business owner and some customer calls and says, they're not enforcing the mask ordinance over here at Johnny's Steakhouse?
Yep. That was a good Karen imitation.
Yeah, what happens to me as the business owner in that case?
I do not know, and I don't want to find out. But it is going to take that to find out. They don't specify what happens in this type of a news article, but what we do know is that, generally speaking, when one version of the government in the United States, this is at the governor level, when they do something along this lines, the pattern so far since, you know, I don't know, what, March, beginning of March? Mm-hmm. The pattern so far has been other states very closely follow suit. So if this is going on in the state of Washington, you can bet your babushka that it is going to go on in other states as well. And no, sir, I do not like it.
No, sir. Like green eggs and ham.
It's almost as bad as the time that the U.S. government banned sliced bread. You guys remember that?
I feel like I've heard about this at some point.
I had never heard of it before. It popped up on my news feed, and I was like, what? Because, you know, the saying, It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, what was the greatest thing before sliced bread?
I don't know, but it was probably pretty great. But according to another story on this Washington situation, businesses could face fines or a loss of their business license if they do not go along.
Of course, they're going to take away their permission to conduct business. Right, their liquor license, their business license. Right, they'll force them to close down.
Yep.
And if they refuse to do that, then, of course, men with costumes and guns will show up to force them to shut down. And if they refuse, they purport the authority to end their lives.
I mean, I know you want to go on here, but I've got something else. Here's a quote from Mickey Sotos of the Bang Bang Cafe and Bang Bang Kitchen. Restaurateur says, quote, I love the new requirements. He says, we've installed a no-mask, no-service rule last week, and we haven't had anything more than one grumbling customer that left. We also have disposable masks at the front for people that don't have one, and almost always people are grateful. It takes the burden off our shoulders and places it on the government, which is where it should be. Huh?
None of that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Well, what he's saying is that he gets to cop out and do what he wanted to do anyway and blame it on the government.
So now when a customer says, well, I don't want to wear a mask, he says, well, look, it's not my problem, lady. The government said we had to do this. So even though that's what he really wants.
So the question is, who died and they left the government? God.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently everybody, at least most people, according to this guy, most of his customers are totally fine with it. in Seattle.
Well, there is a large population in Seattle doing the mask shaming.
Mm-hmm.
It is an incredibly self-righteous stance that they appear to have. And the more I think about it, the more I think that that is just such a horrible position to take on the whole matter, to say, oh, well, I'm helping, you're not. Right, and it's just, you know, that is such a Karen move in my book.
Well, the other thing that's interesting is both of the sides are appropriating the Karen meme for their own purposes.
They are. I've seen that too.
It's now you're a Karen if you make, according to the left liberal, you know, media in these stories, if you go into a store and you make a scene over not wearing a mask, you're also a Karen.
Yeah, I saw some article they were the lefties were all, oh, this lady threw a tantrum in Walmart because they wouldn't serve her without a mask, and ha-ha, she's such a Karen, yeah, kind of a thing. I saw that article.
And others are a little wary of trying, this is, by the way, from seattle.eater.com, E-A-T-E-R. Others are a little wary of trying to keep up with all the new regulations. Trinh Nguyen, owner of Bainbridge Island Vietnamese restaurant Ba Sa, says she and her staff have been enforcing the mask mandate from the very beginning, quote, and it hasn't been an issue, unquote. Still, there are complications that come with any new law. She says, quote, when we're forced to enforce the mask rules, it puts a lot of stress on our staff and operation. Our main job is to cook and host, not to police whether or not patrons are wearing masks. We try to remind ourselves there will be many changes to come until a vaccine is found. Until then, it won't be the same to run a restaurant during this time. And, of course, she's right. You don't get into business to crack down on your customers.
Right.
She wants to just take care of her customers, and now the state is mandating that she be some sort of medical authoritarian. Rachel Yang is the chef and co-owner of acclaimed Fremont restaurant Jewel and Revel. She says, quote, it's a whole new world for sure. She said that on the first weekend of the original mask mandate, Yang said most customers were wearing masks and the staff gave face coverings out to those who didn't bring their own. Quote, we ask them to wear when they are not at their table. Overall, everyone knows and understands the new reality.
When you're not, so what, if you like got to get up to...
You have to go to the bathroom.
Wash your hands before you eat or something.
If you have to get up and speak to staff for some reason, if you have to get out of your seat for any reason... You have to wear a mask.
Okay, so...
She calls it the new reality.
So if masks are effective, why is there social distancing?
Because control.
If social distancing is effective, then why are the lockdowns necessary?
Because control. That's what it's all about.
Well, okay, so you're an unusual person in that you're able to... You know, dig this through with your mind, with reason and logic. I'm just making a point to our listeners to say, you know, if both of those two things are effective, the lockdowns aren't necessary. If either one of them is ineffective, then nothing you do is going to help.
Well, I mean, they would say that it's a scale. Like, if you are totally in jeopardy, you need to be locked down. And if you're willing to take a risk, then you should go out with a mask on. I think that's what they would say.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Give us a call. Take control of the airwaves. Let us know your thoughts on this matter or anything else you'd like to talk about. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House is defending President Trump's statement over the weekend that 99% of coronavirus cases are totally harmless. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling reporters,
when you look at the facts, when you look at really what we're dealing with, a lot of these cases are asymptomatic. Additionally, when we look at a population of over 325 million people and what we're looking at, those statistics would indicate about 102%. You know, when that 99% came, it came from actual numbers. And
dozens of organizations that lobby the federal government receive loans under the Paycheck Protection Program, which provides funds to small businesses and nonprofits struggling due to the coronavirus pandemic. The administration released the loan data if a company received over $150,000. This is USA Radio News. Mayors in big cities such as Seattle, Los Angeles, New York City, and Miami are now acknowledging that weeks of anti-police protests and riots may have contributed to the surging coronavirus rates. Many of these mayors are not even asked about the protests leading to the spike in coronavirus, and according to Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, this is why people don't trust the media.
Why would people trust the media that will shame them for going to the beach, for not wearing a mask in public, but portrays a mob of white anarchists attacking African-American police officers as just frustrated racial justice activists?
Twitter and Facebook are bowing to China and refusing data requests from Hong Kong officials after a national security law was imposed by China on the region. The law is aimed at opposing the ruling of the Communist Party in China and gives Beijing the power to silence protesters in Hong Kong. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, everybody. You are in the right place for the live call-in radio show where you can call and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. The only real kind of rule that we have here is, well, you know, we got to follow the FCC's rules, so yeah. That means no bad words. And then also, we do generally limit you to, like, one call per day. So, you know, if you called yesterday, you can call again today, but if you called today and you call again later, we're generally not going to let you back on the air unless there is some sort of extenuating circumstance. Outside of that, Free Talk Live, our toll-free number, 855-450-3733, that's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about Intercoin and community and loyalty. Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live has accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. All right, did you have anything further on the Seattle bit? You said something about...
Yeah, I do. So they're not just going to mandate that businesses enforce the new mask ordinance. There's also some changes now to what were apparently the plans for their, quote, safe start reopening plan that they have there in Washington. Because everything's got to be safe now. Everyone's got to be super safe.
And it's government's responsibility to make sure you're safe.
According to...
Says no court ever.
Previous guidelines in Phase 3, whatever those were, allow for bar seating to open up at 25% capacity. Well, that's now gone. Now, establishments that are opening in so-called Phase 3 will not be able to serve any patrons at any bar, nor can they allow people to even congregate near the bar. Bars, breweries, and wine tap rooms in Seattle, if they have a full food menu, can still serve people at tables as long as they stick to a 50% capacity rule. So no bars in any part of Washington State, according to this. Phase 3, whatever Phase 3 means.
I wonder if that irritates the people who like bars as much as it irritates me, because I hate bars.
I don't even live
there. But
at
the same time, it's like, good God.
I don't even live there anymore, and it irritates me, because I love bar. I love going to the bar. There are some great bars in Seattle. There are some great people running some great bars, some great places who, you know, their service is top-notch, their menus are excellent, they serve great beer, they serve, you know, all sorts of different kinds of stuff, and that kind of a thing. And like this, I am so glad that I am not there anymore, because if I were still there, I'd be leaving. I'd have left already after the first lockdown. But I'm so glad that I left before all this went down, because yes, you're right, nobody. I would have been extra bothered by this particular stunt.
I don't blame you a bit.
Yeah.
I remember, and it's funny, people don't think about the impact that this can have in your life, but like, when I was younger, one of the things that I would just always do is I'd sit in restaurants and read books.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, most people had absolutely no interest in that, but I found that if I got in the habit of reading at a restaurant, that eventually I would start accreting other people who would come in there and read, like we'd
right.
talk about the books we were reading, that kind of thing.
Right.
And when they outlawed smoking in the restaurants, it was no longer fun to do that.
Right, right.
And I was in AA at the time, so it's like, yeah. I didn't go to bars.
A lot of people don't know, especially the younger generations, that the original social network was bars.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That was where you went for social activity.
Wasn't that where they plotted the revolution?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking exactly the same thing. The revolution was completely planned in bars. Who's going to decide to go to war with the biggest government on earth? Sober.
Unless they're drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drunkenness is required for certain kinds of progress.
I used to go to this. I used to go to this Irish pub. I won't say the name on the air. But I used to go to this Irish pub, and I think on Wednesdays they had this, we'll call it an open jam, but it was an Irish open jam. And
okay.
So what would happen is folks would bring their flute or their lyre or, you know, other small instrument, you know, something ukulele-sized and kind of a thing, and, you know, or, you know, some tambas or a tambourine or something like that. And they would just do an impromptu. They had this, like, living room sunken area, and that's where these folks would congregate. And they would draw a crowd all the time, and it would be different people showing up, and it was great. And they would just sort of perform these Irish Celtic style jams with traditional Irish instruments, and it was great. And I have to imagine that's gone.
What's the name of it? You said you didn't want to say their name?
Yeah, I don't want to say their
okay.
name.
Okay, well then we can't check and see if they're gone.
Yeah.
But,
no, I just imagine that the event is gone.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure the
gone.
Business
yeah.
is still there.
Well, maybe
but,
they are, maybe
but
they
the event isn't there. They used to do, like, and I think a lot of bars used to do, like, trivia night, right, and all that kind of stuff. right, to try and draw the crowds in. So it is all gone. Let's see what we do here at Free Talk Live. Let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts.
Now alcoholics have to drink at home, which is way safer, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Alone.
Let's go to...
Don't most accidents happen in the
they
home?
They do. Let's go to Ronnie in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ronnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind, dude?
This whole mask and social distancing thing, our county mayor just made an announcement that effective midnight, Thursday night, Friday morning, there's a mandatory mask thing.
Oh, no.
And I'm all for if you want to, I tend to wear when I'm around people because people cough and spit and forget the virus. It's nice to, you know, if I happen to accidentally sneeze, I'm going to sneeze on myself. I'm not going to spread. You know, courtesy. But my point is, if it's that important, why aren't we starting it immediately instead of waiting till Friday?
Yeah, it's a bit like requiring everybody to wear a condom after they've had sex.
Well, yeah. But I can somewhat explain the whole mask versus social distancing. Way back when they started establishing speed limits in the U.S. because people were driving however fast they wanted, and the faster you drive, the more time it takes to react, sometimes the harder it is to control a car. So you put speed limits in place to reduce the speed, make cars safer. Not everybody is going to abide by that. So he started, another way to make it safe was put seatbelts in cars. So if you're not going to drive slow, put a seatbelt in. So if you happen to crash, you're not going to go through the windshield. Well, even with that, there's people that's not going to wear your seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the mass and things. The 6 feet, I think, is an arbitrary number. I think 10 feet was probably the maximum you can actually sneeze and spit. But people wear a mask. Okay, well, if you're not going to wear a mask, we'll make you stay 6 feet apart because you can't social distance 10 feet in a grocery store because then nobody would be allowed in there. So I think it's if you wear a mask, if you're not going to wear a mask, then try to stay away from people. And if you're not going to stay away from people, wear the mask. Do one or the other or both.
Right, but what about the third ingredient, which is the lockdowns?
Well, that's
45 million people are out of work. Nobody's talking about it. 45 million people.
I've been talking about it for months.
Right, but see, that's the thing is, if you can't get people to do one or the other, it's like, well, fine, then you can stay home. You know, if you can't get bars to, and see, my thing is, they're saying a $50 fine or 30 days in jail. Well, guess what? If you get Chattanooga's a couple hundred thousand people here where I'm at.
Yep.
You get 1,000 people that get arrested, you throw them in jail. Guess what? Now you've got a cesspool of
That's a great
it's going to backfire.
All right, thanks for the call today, Ronnie.
Let's let people make their own decisions and pay their own consequences.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can call in and talk about, well, whatever you want to, or whatever we've been talking about. If you have a comment, a concern, an opposing viewpoint, an anecdote, or just something amusing to say, we are here. And with you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
So we were talking off the air just moments ago, and I wanted to ask this question on the air, and that is, when did everybody become government's bitch?
I think it was when the government gang first told people to do something, and they did it.
That's probably how it all started, yeah, for sure. I don't seem to recall growing up in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s, you know, as a sentient child, right? So, you know, once I got to be, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old and above, I don't recall everybody just sort of going along with whatever, you know what I mean? I feel like there was a bit more of a rebellious streak in folks where they recognized that, you know, government wasn't their daddy, right? And, you know, if the government says something, they're like, hey, that doesn't sound right, they would challenge the notion, right? Now government says something, everybody just goes, okay, whatever you say. Oh, the government
that
said
sucks,
I guess
all right.
Well, what am I going to do? The government said it, so, you know.
We chose it.
Yeah, and like,
we voted for it.
And I'm trying to pinpoint the point in time when that pivot happened, and I'm having a difficult time pinpointing it in my own personal timeline.
Yeah,
it's not our personal timelines. It was generations ago. I mean, it's been getting worse over generations as you know, whatever, whether it be local government regulations on business or whether it be federal government rules about whatever, as soon as somebody said okay and jumped through the hoops and all the other people went along with it, or however, whatever percentage of people went along with it, then it became, the mentality became, oh, well, I want to open a business. What do I need to do? Instead of just opening the business,
right,
the mentality was then, oh, I want to do things the right way, because legal, for some people, is what's right. What is legal is what's right, and what's illegal right. is what's wrong.
They base their moral compass off of whatever is yeah. written by government.
And, of course, we know, based on history, that that is a bunch of BS, that there have been so many times in the past where government, you know, diktats and orders and laws and statutes have been clearly immoral, but yet legal. So people ask themselves, well, what do I need to do to open my business legally? What do I need to do to open my business the right way? And then they go down to town hall and they say, what do I do to open my business? Tell me, bureaucrats. And then the bureaucrats are like, well, you're going to need this, and you're going to need that. You're going to need to go over here.
This,
you're going to go over there.
Pay that.
And then you need to fill out these forms in triplicate and make sure you get them notarized and make sure you take them to an attorney, because you don't want to, you know, miss any crossing.
Make sure you don't open your doors or conduct any transactions until this is all complete.
Yeah, well, that's the new rules. Those came in after the fact.
Yeah.
So they ask of, you know, permission. There was a certain mindset. Whenever that shift happened, Captain, was the shift between asking for, you know, not asking at all, rather, right. and then asking for permission. And so converting a right into a privilege, converting the right to run your business, to open a business,
yeah.
to seek your happiness in the way that you want to seek it, as long as you don't hurt anybody else, converting that right, following your heart and your dreams without having to ask anyone's permission, and now begging, converting that into begging for a permission slip from some group of strangers calling themselves the Board of Regulation for fill-in-the-blank industry.
Right.
And most of those people are also business owners in that same industry who have been around for a long time and have worked their way into positions of power where they get to create the regulations that then the new business owners who want to get into that business have to jump through in order to achieve a business license, which then, as we've seen, the government can then dangle over top of them and say, we're going to take your license
right,
away
yeah.
if you don't enforce the mask requirement, and now you're stuck.
So, like technology to me, when specifically the internet, and also I remember the monopoly of the Bell networks being broken
mm-hmm.
up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long
the
distance,
phone companies.
Right? We had the long distance wars as a result of that, and then long distance just disappeared. Does anybody
yeah,
pay
got
for long distance anymore?
To death.
Yeah, it's gone now. So it's
you can still pay for it if you use an old landline.
Yeah.
You're still subject to the old telephone.
You can still buy the card that like allows you to call internationally
can
or whatever
you?
That. Yeah, that kind of thing. But to me, it seemed like technology was giving us the roadway to more freedom, especially with the advent of the internet and all that kind of a thing. And to some extent, it is. I think that, and just from your commentary just a moment ago, I kind of feel like government has finally sort of caught up to some of the technology, because now we have, you know, FedBook, right? Facebook, right? You know, we have government co-opting everything, right? Google bought YouTube and changed YouTube completely, right? And we know Google has affiliations with several alphabet agencies and that kind of a thing. And so I just wonder if maybe, you know, government's overreach has, you know, affected the technology of the common person, the layperson who, you know, hasn't studied how technology works and how to get around it and how to use it in a more free way. They just sort of are being fed in the same way that television feeds people.
They're not going to study that because they don't care about it.
Right.
They don't care about being free.
And that's sad. That's really, I guess,
I don't think that. I think that's
sad.
I mean, maybe the number of people we would like to care about freedom don't, but there are certainly people who do.
There are people. They just aren't a minority, even a significant minority, from what I can tell.
Well, if you're listening to the show right now and you are about freedom, I invite you to move to New Hampshire and join us.
Best thing you can do. There is no better plan out there that I'm aware of. What's your plan?
I'm for it.
If you got a better plan, I want to hear about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You going to vote your way to freedom where you are? That's not working.
Has it worked for you yet? No, it has not. And I have to say that I'm entirely glad. I find it very serendipitous that I am here and doing this hanging out with you folks. At least the folks around here are of the mind of freedom, and they want more of it.
Some of them are.
I define this as a Luthermania. That's me. This defines me as a person. I have a zealous and burning desire to be completely free of anything, really, right? I just want to be the captain of myself, right? And that's all I want for everybody else, too. I want you to be the captain of yourself. And if everybody just goes, hey, I'm the captain of myself, I think we'll see more freedom.
Everybody won't do that.
Will nobody do it?
Nobody will do it.
All right. Thanks, nobody.
Yeah, if the plan requires everybody to do a thing, it's dead already.
Well, it's not a requirement, but right. if a number of folks take that upon themselves...
10% would be a significant success story.
I think it would be enough to make a difference.
I think so.
Right? We just need more second men to step up. And by second men, I mean in any sort of movement, in any sort of social movement, there's always the first man.
We haven't even had that in New Hampshire yet. I mean, there was the barber in Michigan who stood up, the 77-year-old barber who stood up against the government lockdowns and business restrictions and mandates, and he won ultimately at the Supreme Court in Michigan. But as of yet, there has not been a success story like that here in New Hampshire, sadly. I know one bar owner.
I got my hair cut yesterday at Pork Fest, and to tell the truth, or maybe it was the day before, to tell the truth, I asked the barber, is this legal? And she was like, I don't know. I don't care.
Well, that's the kind of thing we need. However, that barber was not working out of a barber shop.
True.
They were working at the campground where they could not easily be found by somebody who wants to complain about their behavior. Whereas if you're in a centralized location, that's an easy place to go for the police to come in and crack down. I have a guy who I won't name, who is a bar owner here in this area, who was threatened by the Keene police over having his customers on the porch during the reopening phase, which allowed customers to be
outside
on the porch.
Where they were allowed?
They were allowed to be outside, but there were apparently too many people, according to the police, and they were milling about talking to one another like customers
might do.
And
did the police come out and go, hey, there's too many of you here, some of you need to go?
They didn't tell that to the customers, I don't think. I think they just threatened the bar owner.
The police were not policing, they were then just threatening the owner.
They were threatening the owner over what the customers were doing. Even though,
bastards.
Yeah, so they want, just like in the Washington state, they want the owner to be their enforcer, and so rather than do that, he just took more tables away and closed down the outside entirely.
How is that any different than the mafia?
It's not. And like the mafia, most people don't want to fight the mafia, and most people definitely do not want to fight City Hall. I told this guy I'd be willing to put some money up for the attorney's fees and found an attorney willing to take his case. He still hasn't agreed to do it.
Well, of course, it is not unreasonable to believe that they're going to come back, retaliate.
That's what I'm saying. We have no one who's willing to take the risk. We don't have
855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.